yes, I will.
Thank you, Lord.
Let me say thank you. Let me call him one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Let him know, Lord.
Thank you,
I thank you for everything.
Thank you, Lord.
Look around.
Thank you,
you've been holding me.
Thank you, Lord.
In the hollow of your hand.
Thank you,
Lord, I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Put bread on the table.
Thank you,
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
When my load got heavy,
thank you,
let me carry my heavy load.
Thank you, Lord.
Sometimes came over the hills and the mountain.
Thank you, Lord.
I may not have a mansion to live in.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Keep on taking them anyhow.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. All right.
If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, and multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org, from the App Store. 1 minute past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial. This is the Sunday, February the 3rd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring new music, top hits of the year 2019, and more of my all-time favorites. On this last set, we heard Fred Hammond with I Owe It All. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar teamed up with Anthony Hamilton with It's All Right, It's Okay. Tasha Cobbs Leonard sang Great God. Highway QC's with Saved and Sanctified. Send that one out to Scott for his birthday gift. Getting off cheap. Highway QC's followed with I'm Still Here. Sending one out to the New England Patriots as they enter into Super Bowl 53. 2 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. I'll remind you again, we're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone. It's your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know he's going to work in your behalf. And I also invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we lift up the various prayer requests and prayer report that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Lincoln Brewster and Everlasting God here on Sounds of Praise.
Strength arises, we wait upon the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, we will wait upon the Lord.
understanding. He gives power to the weak and strength to the powerless. Even youth will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They'll soar high on wings like eagles. They'll run and not grow weary. They'll walk and not faint.
Eight minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. 91.5 on your FM dial, streaming live on the internet. www.wmfo.org and multicasting at iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher, Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, February the 3rd, 2019 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're having problems with one of our machines here. So, let me see if I can squeeze something else in while we're waiting to see if we can get that one squared away. Okay, let's bring Kim Person back. And song is entitled We Lift Your Name. We're going to do the studio version followed by the live version. Kim Person here on Sounds of Praise. Okay, maybe my machine is squared away, so we'll move back to what we originally played. The Lefebvre Quartet and Let the Church Rise here on Sounds of Praise. Always things exciting going on here in the studio.
We've sat silent for too long, while the darkness ever strong cast a shadow on this land. But we're the children of the light. We have hope that's burning bright. We weren't made to cower. We were made to stand. Let the church stand for what is holy. Let us stand for what is right and live our lives as a beacon in the night. No, we will not compromise.
Let the church.
Doesn't catch God by surprise. He's still sovereign over all.
So let the ones who bear his name be bold and unashamed, and with expectation answer when he calls. Let the church stand for what is holy. Let us stand for what is right and live our lives as a beacon in the night. No, we will not compromise.
and I thank you for my life. Refuse me as you see fit, as I continue to lift your name up higher. Yeah. We lift your name high.
We lift your name high.
Lord, we lift your name up.
We lift your name high.
Let me tell you what I live.
We lift your name high.
Let me tell you what I live to.
We lift your name high.
You saved our Redeemer.
We lift your name high.
Mighty, my Keeper.
We lift your name high.
Savior and Master.
We lift your name
you
high.
It's 7:20 here on Sounds of Praise, and time for us to enter into the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry. Still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Dorothy Norwood, oh Jesus.
Fasten your seatbelt. That's all you gotta say. Long enough. Sometime in distress, when you can't pray a form of prayer, you can't find words to say, all you have to do is just look up and say, Jesus. There's something about that name. Call him long enough, something's gonna happen. Demons tremble. at the name, of Jesus. Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Who are we talking about here? Who are we talking about here?
Talking about Jesus.
I want to ask you something. Do you know him?
Do you know?
I ought to look up and tell him you can praise him by just saying,
oh, 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 oh,
I found the answer.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to God. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care. With faith to guide me, I found a way.
7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray and When You Praise segment of the ministry, the United Prayer and Praise segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests and praise reports. We're looking to pray to God for my computer and internet system, which are not working. And we're praying that God's going to work in that area and get that machine and all the other gadgets there working. My computer internet system that needs the touch from God. We're praying for the Noeka family and their brand new son. The Noeka family had a brand new son. They have two sons now, I believe. We're praying for the entire family. God's going to minister in their behalf. We're praying for a good friend of mine, Marion Skeet, and her ministry. We're praying that God's going to minister powerfully in her behalf as she prepares, I believe, to go on another ministerial trip. We're praying for Simeon Fraser. Simeon Fraser also has a ministry. I knew Simeon way back when we were doing the Athletics and Fellowship Club, and we were in contact last week, and we're praying that God's going to minister in his behalf, Simeon Fraser and his ministry. We're praying for the friends and family of the late Barbara Hickman. I don't know all the details, but I know that she passed away recently. And we're praying that God's going to minister in the lives of her friends and her family. We're praying for Dee, who is praising God for healing of his knee. Dee, praising God for healing of his knee. And then we're praying for P, looking for God's blessing on his job. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we approach your throne this morning. Thank you, Lord, for this open door of prayer that you have given to us and allowing us to come before your throne with thanksgiving and boldly receive that which we need from your hand, whether it be mercy or whether it be grace, so that our lives might speak for you in these last and evil days. Minister powerfully in the life of these individuals, Lord. Remember my computer and my internet system was not working properly. Hadn't been working properly for almost a day and a half now. We're praying, oh Lord, yet you would intervene in that situation, knowing how vital it is to our ministry and other activities. We pray, oh Lord, you would do what I can't do, and maybe even do what other technicians can't accomplish, so that your work might go forward as we continue to trust you and look to you for great and mighty works in your behalf is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Noeka family and their brand new son and their other son as well, praying, thanking God for a safe delivery, praying that he would minister powerfully in the life of Mrs. Noeka and the other members of the family and strengthen them, Lord, to go through. May the baby be blessed and strengthened and encouraged as well. And may great and mighty works be accomplished in and through their lives because of your presence working in them and through them. And we praise you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in this young family in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praying for my good friend Marion Skeet and also for Simeon Fraser as they go forward, Lord, to minister in your name. We pray for your special anointing overflow, Lord, so they might minister, Lord, in the power and the anointing that destroys yokes, sets individuals free, and may many be won into the kingdom through their lives and through their testimony as you give them exactly what they need to serve you in these last and evil days. Bind the hand of the enemy and let the blood of Jesus Christ prevail through the Holy Spirit in and through their lives as they bless multitudes of individuals is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the family and friends of the late Barbara Hickman, Father, we pray you would minister powerfully in their behalf during this time of loss. We pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them, encourage them. If there are any who are not saved, Lord, may her life speak as a tremendous testimony of what can be accomplished in the lives of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. Work powerfully, Lord, and raise up individuals who will step in and fill in the gap. Lord, the tremendous work that she has done during her life here on the earth. and may her work continue to be a source of blessing to multitudes of others is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for your praise and for your glory, amen. And we're rejoicing and praising God with D for the healing of his knee. Father, right now we praise and thank you, Lord, because you've done so many wondrous things in his behalf in the days which have passed. And we pray, O Lord, that as you've touched his body here and provided tremendous healing, may he be strengthened and encouraged and directed and empowered by you to go ever forward in the things you've called him to do, and may his life and service unto you reach new heights and reach new territories and of blessing and strength because of his yieldedness to you and to your control. And we're praising you for all that's going to be accomplished and all that you've done already, and may he have a tremendous testimony to others of the wondrous healing he's received from your hand. And we praise you for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we pray for P, who's having problems on his job, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus. We pray your anointing upon your servant and minister powerfully in his life in everything he has to do. We pray, oh God, you would remove all the obstacles, all the different activities that are working against him there. And may he receive the victory that you alone can give. And may his life be a tremendous testimony in the days which are ahead of what can be accomplished in the lives of those who yield themselves to you and to your control. We thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. To the honor, glory, and praise of your name is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. And for his praise and for his glory, amen. It's 7:36 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. I want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can reach us on the off-air number, and which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you or praying for someone else. But here again, we need to know that information, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. I can't tell you to email me because our email is not working. Actually, our email is working on my phone. So you can email your information to me as well at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. But I can't respond back to you, but we'll begin praying for your request as soon as we receive it or your praise report, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. If you wish, you can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Let's continue with more new music, top hits of the... let me go back, actually. Really, that's what I need to do. Let's go back and back and see what we played. We heard Tasha Cobbs Leonard with Great God. The Highway QCs with Saved and Sanctified. Something that went out to my son, Scott, and honor his birthday tomorrow. The Highway QCs came back with I'm Still Here. Send that one out to the New England Patriots. That's part of their battle cry as they enter into Super Bowl 53 later on this evening. Then Lincoln Brewster was next with Everlasting God. The Lefebvre Quartet with Let the Church Rise. Kim Person with the studio version of We Lift Your Name, followed by the live version of We Lift Your Name. Dorothy Norwood led us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry with Oh Jesus. And we heard Tremaine Hawkins and the late Mahalia Jackson with I Found the Answer, I Learned to Pray. And this is Brian Courtney Wilson, I'll Just Say Yes, here on Sounds of Praise. Thank you.
just say yes. You lead the way. I'm not afraid of what it means for me to say that this life you gave is not my own. I'm trusting you to hear my yes and lead me on. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. My life is yours.
I'll just say
yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Courtney Wilson here on Sounds of Praise, and yes, Lord, and this is what Sounds of Praise is all about, that every listener out there will have said yes to the salvation call of Almighty God, and you don't have to do anything but come just as you are. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton here on Sounds of Praise. Say yes to the Lord's call to you.
Come as you are and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you
what happens when you give your life to Christ, you'll never be the same. He said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And if you were there in the crowd, you might say, well, listen, I'm already alive. What do you mean I'm going to have life? I'm already alive. Yeah, but we came into the world with a life that was dead to God. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve that followed us all the way down to our parents. And so therefore we need a transformation. You need a transformation. I need a transformation. Thank God on Palm Sunday 1958, I came to Jesus Christ and I received that transforming power that He alone can give. And now He's given me the opportunity to go into the world through this ministry and through other phases of our ministry to tell others of the saving grace and the keeping power that he provides to all those who will place their faith and trust in him. And I pray that the music today and the things that were said had led you to the point where you want that great salvation gift. It's free. It cost Jesus tremendously to give it. He left heaven. He suffered among men. He died that awful death on the cross of Calvary. But because he is the sinless Christ, the Father was able to raise him from death on the third day in payment for our sin. He had done no sin. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, but he died in your place. He died for me. But now you've got to receive him. Receive that gift. Receive his salvation, that abundant life, that eternal life, that victorious life that he alone can provide. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now. And if you pray these words as a prayer to God, you will receive his salvation gift. The devil can't interfere unless you allow him to prevent you from praying this prayer sincerely to God. And there's no magic in the words, but the words are all powerful because they open the door to God's salvation gift to you. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I believe you've been speaking to me through the program today. The things that were said, the things that were played, and now I recognize my need to get things right with you. So I'm yielding myself to you and to your control. Forgive me of all my past sin and strengthen me to live a life before you that will lead me to the perfection that your salvation alone can give. And while on the way, may I yield myself to your control, surrender myself to you, and allow your word by the Holy Spirit to fill and control and overshadow my life and make me the person that you created me to be. And I thank you for your salvation gift and the freedom that salvation now provides in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and if you mean what those words said, you're saved. You're on your way to heaven. Your direction has been changed. You have been redeemed. You have been transformed. You're probably saying, but I don't feel any different. I don't look any different. No, the transformation begins on the inside. He has made your spirit, your human spirit, alive through the reception of Jesus Christ. And now the Holy Spirit of God resides within you. Now, I know you don't understand all that. Even though I've been saved all these years, there's still a lot of things that I don't understand. But receiving these things by faith, and as God continues to work in my behalf, I know he is true to his word. And he is the only saving God. And I didn't have to do anything more than you did than yield myself to him and to his control. Now, if you've done that, I'd like to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. And we only have about 6 minutes more, so it's best if you write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151. Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, 02156. That Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass, 02156. And we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our ministry. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some other group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ, and you'll find a church where you can continue to grow in Him and grow stronger in the knowledge of His will for your life. That address again, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. But we're going to be continuing to pray that you grow in your new life in the Lord Jesus Christ, and that you will be a follower of Him. James, Fortune, and Fire here on Sounds of Praise, and follow you.
Oh God, I made so many mistakes, trying to do it my own way, but now I've decided that I'll follow you. You know what's best for me. Hallelujah. Come on, fire.
I tried so hard to do things my way. I got so lost and couldn't find my place. How could I think I could run this race without you?
How confused.
How confused.